Welcome to the My SD Moms podcast. My name is Jessica. I'm joined by...
Oh, is this where I'm supposed to say my name? I thought maybe you were going to introduce me. I'm Tammy, and Jessica, of course, is our producer from John and Tammy in the Morning. Yes. And Jessica asked me if I would like to participate today, and I said, I sure would.
I know. I'm excited. Mm. We actually get to sit here without John and talk right? about being moms for a few minutes.
Right, which means we won't get interrupted. So it's fantastic.
He tried already once.
I know. I bet he tries again.
I'm waiting. So before we talk about, because I want to talk about when you decided you were done having kids. Before that, I want to give a little background on both of what we are as mm-hmm. moms, our motherhood background, I guess yeah. you could say.
Sure.
So I have a little one, Walt. He is one and, God, he's almost 1.5.
I like that you say 1.5 instead of just months.
Yeah. Both Jeff and I, my husband, decided not to do that because yeah. why?
Yeah.
It just sounds weird. It sounds like yeah. baby. So, and he's a toddler now.
Yeah.
He's full toddler, walking, screaming, yeah. running, mm-hmm. full toddler. So, and we love him dearly.
Right.
Tell me about your kids.
Okay, well, I have 5 children. So my oldest daughter is 33, Jessie. And then I also have Taylor, who is 20, going to be 29. And then I have Connor, who just turned 27. And then Morgan, who is 23. And my son Grayson, who now just turned 21. So wow. all my kids are officially above the board adults. And then I also have 2 grandsons, Liam, who's going to be turning 8, which I can't believe.
I thought he was 6. So he's turning 7.
Is he turning 7?
Yes.
I'm thinking he was 7 already. No, you're right. He is turning 7.
He's turning 7.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes. And then Rory is going to be 2.
Oh.
Yes.
They're so cute, too.
I know. Yes, you're right. Because Liam was 5 when Rory was born. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. So, yeah. So, I'm kind of all over the place. Now, 2 of my children, Taylor and Connor, are actually my stepchildren. But okay. I've known them since Connor was, I think, 2 mm-hmm. 2.5, something like that. So, they really are my kids. I mean, that's yeah. just how it is.
This is, I think, the first time I've ever heard you, and knowing you for almost 4 years now, mm-hmm. refer to me them as your stepkids.
Yeah, because they're my children. Yeah.
I mean, because they're mm-hmm. they're your kids, and yeah. I love that so much.
Yeah,
that you are such a big part of their lives, no matter what. Blood does not matter.
Right.
Being a parent,
it doesn't. But I'll tell you what, I would have never said that in the beginning of our relationship, because I certainly would not want to disrespect their mother. Right. And until there was a relationship built, and until there was long term underneath it, and until there was a really good relationship built between me and their mom, Kelly, you know, I always referred to them as my stepchildren. It just came later, and after years of being together, then it just melted into that. And the first time she ever referred to them as my children mm-hmm. when she said, like, your son Connor or your daughter Taylor, probably because she was mad. Well, your daughter Taylor, blah blah blah, you know. But we had that kind of relationship. It became awesome. This a really wonderful thing, and so it was on her part as well. But they certainly are my children, and it's wonderful.
It just warms yeah. my heart so much hearing yeah. you talk about your kids. I love it.
Yeah.
And since you do have 5, I think this is mm-hmm. a perfect topic to talk to somebody about. When did you know it was time to stop having kids?
Oh, goodness.
And let me tell you why I'm thinking about this right now, because it's been a conversation me and my husband have been having a lot. Because we only have 1, and mm-hmm. we love our son so much. And originally, I wanted 2 or 3. Mm-hmm. I wanted all the kids, because I love kids, and right. I loved having, you know, well, I love having a brother. Just kidding. He's a pain in my neck, but he's my brother now.
Right.
And I always imagined me having at least 2, maybe 3. But since we've had Walt, it just, something about him, he's so wonderful, and he's the best kid and the best baby. I'm like, I'm good.
Right.
I feel like I think I'm done. And especially now with how expensive it is to raise mm-hmm. a kid, I don't want to potentially put my Walt, give him less because I wanted another kid. And like, they'd both kind of not suffer, I would say, but it would yeah. be harder to support both as much as I possibly could. And I want right. to support Walt in any way I can, whether it's him going to piano classes or sports teams. Mm-hmm. I remember my mom having to scrimp and save to put my brother in Little League. And I don't want to have to do that. And I, God bless her. She had two of us. And she did fabulous as a mother. But I knew there were times where she was struggling, where mm-hmm. she was concerned that maybe she wouldn't be able to give both kids everything. And, you know, it's, so that's kind of where me and my husband are at right now.
Right.
And plus, we keep on hearing from some of our friends that have two kids, some of our coworkers that are like, well, the second one wasn't as great. First one's an angel. But the second one.
Well, it depends on the people. It really does. And here's the thing. You're going to get people giving their perspective on both sides of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody, how could you deprive them of having a sibling, blah, blah, blah. And then you get somebody else and saying, no, if you just want to just be it to be them, it's okay. It has to be your own personal choice.
Right.
Right? It doesn't matter. You just take in information from everybody else. And if anybody gets judgy, don't take their information. Because that's just the way it is. I have a niece. When my sister and my brother-in-law had her and they made such a, I'm like, you made such a beautiful baby, you got to have more. And they just didn't want to. And they never did. And it's okay. It's fine. I thought I was going to be done after my first daughter was born. And then I ended up divorced and I just didn't think I was going to have any more kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to get married again and I didn't want to do any of that. But then, lo and behold, 12 years later, bang, here I am. And I got to tell you, the only reason why we ended up, well, my husband is the reason why we don't have any more children, because he ended up getting a vasectomy. Uh-huh. But it wasn't because he wanted to. My last son, when he was born, he had a ginormous head. It, just like, what is that Mike Myers movie? It was like, head! I can't see the TV, head! That was my son, right, when he was born. He was stuck in my pelvic bone, so I had to have a cesarean. Like, literally, he was stuck.
Oh,
his head
I've
was
heard
so big.
Of that.
Yeah. So when I realized that they're going to do a cesarean, I was like, oh, we don't want to have any more children.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tie my tubes? And they're like, well, no, we should have talked about this before. You know, this, we can't do it on the fly. You've already had an epidural and all that
yeah.
stuff. And I was like, but it's the fifth child coming into the house. And they actually paused for a second. They went, oh. But then the one doctor's like, no, we can't do it. She's under the influence of medication. What if she changes her mind? So I was kind of bummed. So
yeah.
Then it ended up my husband having a vasectomy, because we knew, okay, we have plenty of kids now that we were done. But you never know. But you have to go by what you feel. So if you guys are like, we love what we have and we love Walt. And by the way, I've met Walt a million times and there is no happier kid on the planet.
He's the best baby.
Oh my gosh. And just wonderful. And he'll be great. And I can't wait to see him once he starts going to like preschool and all that. He's going to own the playground. He's just a wonderful kid. So if that's your choice, that's totally fine. Walt's not going to suffer.
Mm-hmm.
You can't suffer for something that you didn't have, you know, no matter what anybody says. But, you know, it's you just got to go by what you feel. And
yeah.
I think you've thought it out. You spent time thinking on this. And this is why I want to do that. Now, a year from now, you may change your mind.
Right.
But that's okay.
Right.
You know, that's okay.
And that's where we're kind of at right now. But we're going towards the probably not. I would say we're at 98% right now.
Right.
Close to 100. Like,
yeah.
Real close. My next concern, though, and as being a grandmother as well, I think this is a good, you're the best to talk about this, is how do I tell our parents? And how do we, because I love Jeff's mom, but
mm-hmm.
I will tell you, can't wait till the next grandkid.
Yeah.
She was saving stuff the other day. She wasn't putting, because he's not in his swing, you know, the baby stuff
right.
anymore.
And Jeff is an only child, right?
Jeff is an only child.
Okay, so don't let her guilt you.
Yeah.
She chose to have one child.
Yeah.
And you're choosing to have one child.
Well, she didn't really choose to have one child.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It just is one of those things that it just happened. That's what happened. And it wasn't in the cards for her. And that's
right.
unfortunate, you know,
right.
whatever. But
you're not here, though, Jess.
I know.
You're not here to fulfill her wishes.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a hard thing when it comes to our parents or our in-laws, that sometimes we get wrapped up in that and they can be good at making you feel guilty.
And I'm not so concerned about I know I'll never, if I don't want to do something, I'm not going to do it. You know me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If I don't want to do something, you ain't going to make me do it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of those things that if I don't want to do it, I'm not going to do it. I just feel bad. Like, I feel like I'm going to break her heart because I just don't want to tell her. My mom, she's already like, whatever. She's cool. She's like, I totally get it. I totally understand every single that. She gets it, but I just feel bad for poor Jeff's mom because I don't know how to talk to her about it and be like, look, this is the situation.
But Jeff is in the same boat as you, right? I mean, obviously you're making this decision together. So that's really more of his responsibility, in my opinion. It's your mother-in-law. It's his mother. And if that doesn't work,
think of that.
Get her a new puppy.
No, that woman has three dogs. She has a new puppy right now.
Okay, then what does she need another grandkid for?
Oh, no, that's what her husband keeps saying.
Right?
She's trying to take, we're trying to get rid of stuff ourselves. And so I was telling her, I'm getting rid of this. And she's like, well, why are you getting rid of it? And I'm like, because he doesn't need a swing anymore.
Right.
Well, what about our swing? I'm like, get rid of it.
Right.
She's like, well, what about if we have another one? And I'm like, telling you right now, it's not a high chance.
Right.
Her husband goes, I'll buy another damn swing. Get rid of the swing. He's like, I just wanted out of house.
Right. Yeah. So it's really up to you. And I know it's a hard thing. And you don't want someone to feel bad. But you have to live your life for you and your child or children, whatever you choose. And it's just one of those things. It's just one of those things, Jess.
Yeah.
Well, it comes with the territory.
Can I just make a PSA for everyone out there? If somebody has one kid, don't constantly ask.
When are you going to have another?
When are you going to have another? I mean, I'm like, Walt was like 3 months old when people around the office already asked when we're going to start having another. I was like,
wow.
Like, I'm not even fully healed, guys. Mm-hmm. Like, let's just calm down.
Yeah, you're not my mother. I was born a year, a week, and a day from my sister. My mom's like, it's a good thing you were a good baby.
My mom too. My grandma had four kids.
Yeah.
And my mom was potty trained at 1 year old because she was already pregnant with my uncle.
Yeah.
And she was like, I'm not changing two kids' diapers. And lo and behold, she always had all her kids potty trained pretty early because she was not changing two diapers.
Right. I don't blame her.
Not going to happen.
Don't blame her.
Well, Tammy, this was a lovely talk.
Well, thank you
for really
inviting me.
I really enjoyed this.
You bet.
You can follow me on social media at Producer Jessica on Instagram if you want. Tammy, do you want to give?
Sure. It's at San Diego Tam.
Yay.
On Instagram? Yeah.
Yeah.
I have that right. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then once again, we're also part of John and Tammy in the Morning. You can find us on radio.com. You can, if you miss the shows, Monday through Friday from 5 to 9 a.m., you can hear everything on demand on radio.com, on the radio.com app. I also hosted another podcast, if you're into Disney stuff, called Leader of the Club. We're taking a couple weeks break right now, but we'll be back shortly with all the latest Disney news and tricks and trivia and all that fun stuff.
And a big thanks to Kaiser Permanente, too, for hosting my SD Moms.
Yes, thank you. All right, and well, until next week, we'll see you then. Thanks, guys.